Hugo Peer, Socialist Party member and Unison NEC member, in a personal capacity, just imagine if the most powerful trade unions were led by socialists this year. Would we have closed down for the first few months of the pandemic? Or would we have put together a trade union national action plan for production of PPE under democratic workers' control, firstly renationalizing companies like NHS Logistics to determine demand, regulate production and quality, and ensure distribution? We would have not just posed this as a serious alternative, but rolled of organized trade union members in the NHS and those privatized companies, to demand emergency powers be used to bring this about. A socialist leader of Unison, the largest trade union, would have demanded an end to the private care catastrophe, by calling for the provision, and staffing of care homes, to be brought into the public sector under democratic workers' control of joint local authority and health boards. A socialist leadership of the major trade unions would demand testing and tracing be put into the hands of local joint health and local authority boards, democratically accountable. That would recruit an army of workers trained in the best tracking techniques to reach 100% of those in contact with infected people. A socialist leadership of the main trade unions would have demanded 100% pay for all furloughed workers and those asked to isolate. It would have demanded emergency funding for schools to deliver a mix of online and in-class education. It would have been at the forefront of a claim for a 15% pay rise for all NHS staff,